Wisconsin is one day away from what is for many a cherished tradition, the 9-day gun deer hunt. It kicks off Saturday. We head out to a natural area in Waukesha County to learn some of the do's and don'ts, as well as changes this hunting season. Tim Lazat waits at the end of Frog Alley Road, just north of Maquonago.
We're at the Vernon Marsh State Wildlife Area. It's a little over 4,000 acres. And this area we're going is actually a posted wildlife refuge that is closed to the public for entry during the fall, except for the gun deer season.
Lazat says hunters will soon flock here. Today, migrating sandhill cranes wing overhead.
They are on their way out.
The wetland-rich landscape provides them with nutrition and respite. It's Lazat's job as DNR Wildlife Supervisor to manage a safe, ethical deer harvest. He says that means reminding hunters that at least 50% of their upper body must blaze orange. As far as he's concerned, the more, the better.
I typically wear a vest. And then underneath that, I usually have another orange shirt. What's equally important, if you do wear a hat or headgear, it must be blazed orange as well.
Although it's not a requirement, Lazat wishes hunters who climb trees to spot prey would invest in a safety harness.
Unfortunately, one thing that happens every year is we have people that are in tree stands and fall out.
Lazat explains you sling the gear over your shoulders and then wrap it around both legs.
And affixes it to the tree. And that ensures that a gust of wind or a stand breaks and you are not going to fall more than about 2 feet.
As for firearms, Lazat says hunters have options. He pulls out his unloaded semi-automatic.
It can hold 5 rounds. It's a very safe, very accurate gun. To reload, essentially, you work that bolt like that, and that will bring a new shell into the chamber.
The DNR urges hunters to test their firearms pre-season. And if you were born after 1972, requires them to complete a safety course.
And if all hunters followed all those rules, we would have 0 firearm accidents.
Last season, the DNR reported 8 injuries. A long wooden box inside Lazat's truck reads, deer jaws. He uses them to teach staff how to identify harvested deer's age.
The wildlife staff actually go out during opening weekend, and as deer come in, by looking at the wear and replacement of their teeth, we're able to determine how old they are, and that data is fed into our population model.
Lazat says monitoring the age and sex of harvested animals helps the state fine-tune harvest quotas in order to maintain a sustainable deer population. Staff also estimates the impacts of snowfall and bone-chilling temperatures. As wolves have multiplied on Wisconsin's landscape, more hunters worry that the predator is driving down the deer population. Lazat points to other wildlife.
Wolves are only one of several predators on deer. And in fact, what we found is that the black bear and coyotes, on a population scale, have a much greater impact than wolves do on deer.
This hunting season does bring changes after Governor Walker brought in a so-called deer czar to review management protocol. The DNR now manages hunting quotas on a county-by-county basis, rather than nearly twice as many smaller management zones. Each of the 72 counties now has its own volunteer advisory committee, including not only hunters, but also farmers and conservation groups. They help shape the season. Lazat says the DNR is also testing out an e-registration system.
So a hunter will be able to either call it in or we have an app and they can register their deer that way.
Opening day, Tim Lazat will be on duty at a nearby deer registration station. He plans to snatch his chance to hunt before season's end at an undisclosed location in Portage County.
When Thanksgiving time rolls around, I generally head up to spend some time with friends at the shack, just reconnect and spend some time in the woods.
Lazat believes deep down, camaraderie and escaping the everyday hubbub of life are the hunt's greatest appeal. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.